This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
But nobody seems to notice.
Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool.
But the fool on the hill,
and he never gives an
answer. Sees it all.
But the fool on the hill sees the sun.
All right. Your message, Dale Bigtree of TheHighWire.com, producer of the censored film of the Century Vax. What is your message to President Trump and the world about taking action?
Mr. President, first of all, you were handed a bum deal with this COVID-19. You're surrounded by people that are getting it wrong, and you're getting a lot of bad information. Yet through that, you seem to be making the best decisions anyone could expect. You have supported the medical industry by, you know, funding the vaccine. You've looked at chloroquine. There needs to be more trials on treatment. A treatment can end this long before a vaccine ever does. But there's one area that I think you really need to look at. First of all, you have the body of sciences actually on your side. When you look at the top virologists and epidemiologists and people around the world like that, they're on your side. You need to get some more of them on your team. If you want help with that, I'll point you in the right direction. Also, we have one section we really haven't looked at, which is we've got to start looking at natural herd immunity. It can be achieved in a safe way. So while we're putting out trillion-dollar packages to try and support people, can we go to the nursing homes and the places where we need to be able to lock down our elderly and make them, you know, airtight? We need to fund things so that the doctors and nurses inside those facilities can stay inside those facilities so we don't go in and out the next time a coronavirus comes along. Let's be able to lock down those that are at risk. We're talking 0.1, 0.3, at the very tops, 1% are going to have a severe reaction. For the 90% of us that are just going to have be asymptomatic or have a common cold, let us soldier up, go out there, get the herd immunity while we protect those that are in harm's way so that you can go on, have a real election, the people can get back America, get back their jobs, and feel good about, you know, this nation and our dream. We cannot let the dream of our founding fathers die. Oppression, suppression, surveillance, you know, testing, forced vaccinations. That is not America. And that is not human. I know you know that. We're here. We support you. We know you're doing the best you can do. You got to surround yourself with some more people that are able to discuss the truth and talk science to the people. The real science, not failed models, real data, because it's available. When Deborah Birx, right now, by the way, keeps saying, we don't have the data, we don't have the data. We've been at this for 6 months. There are millions of people around the world that have now gotten involved with the coronavirus. We do have the data. You're not looking at the data. And I'm tired of hearing scientists that don't know how to collect data. The data is there. The truth is there. Let's move forward, because the truth is, this just isn't deadly enough to destroy the greatest economy in the world.
And it's going to starve. They're now saying tens of millions of people confirmed already starving to death. It was like 33 million last week. Now the UN says 130 million are on the verge of starvation. Those are real people. And this is irrevocable, the damage it's already become. What's the left going to do? And what's Fauci going to do? And what's Bill and Melinda Gates going to do? When we're in a global depression a month from now, 6 months from now, they think we'll just forget that they instituted this?
I'm amazed. I mean, it's like they think there's like a fairy godmother, or daddy's going to fix this. So I'm going to come out. I really don't think they get their, your job is going to be gone. This world is going to be obliterated. It's like a car has gone off the bridge and it's sinking to the bottom of the ocean. And Tony Fauci is saying, we got oxygen. We've got to stay locked in. You're like, no, the deeper we go, the harder it's going to be to get back and survive. We've got to open
the
door. We got to take
the risk. The car is in the thing. It's in the water, and it's flooding.
It's flooding.
And they're like, oh, stay here. We've got oxygen.
Right.
No, we got to get out.
We got to get out. We got to get out now. Every single second, we were going to have more people die. We were in more danger. We've got to get out. We've got to take the risk. We cannot be afraid of the water coming in. It's upon us. We've got to get to the surface.
Well, I'll say
we've got to save this
economy.
If it
was killing 2%, I'd be locked up in my house. It doesn't even kill 0.1%.
Right.
And then they're censoring doctors that expose admitted numbers, God, which shows they're behind it. They love it. It's disgusting.
It really is. It's horrifying because people are being killed. I believe they're being murdered now by bad medicine, bad science. I mean, how did a virus end up having a political leaning? Why do you have Democrats in states, you know, Democratic states not using hydroxychloroquine when you got Didier Raoult in France saying I have 99%
success rate? The red cities are doing it.
They are.
Get better.
That's crazy.
Blue cities won't do it. They're sacrificing people to up the number. They've been caught red-handed.
It is.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the Infowars.com studio.
I love it.
It's Alex Jones.
But now when you're attacked, it's a positive thing. Yeah, it's rough, but man, I tell you, the worm is turning. Look at these headlines. Chief Public Health Officer of Canada appeared in a documentary to advocate tracking bracelets for vaccine refuseniks. This is their control system. Majority of Canadians think coronavirus vaccines should be mandatory. This is what they're doing. Del Bigtree is here with us, the producer of Vax, and you just laid out where we're at. But jumping the shark, it's overused. But banning anybody off Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube that says they're going to go out and protest being locked in their house, that's incredibly over the top. But now, Cedars-Sinai, medical doctors coming out saying Trump's right, reading statistics on air being banned, this is big.
It's really big, and I think that a lot of people are waking up. I mean, it's unfortunate it takes a tragedy like this for people to really come together and recognize we have an issue, we now stand together. Many different groups are now collecting, right? You have constitutionalists joining people that are anti-vax, people that, you know.
Oh, liberals,
you know,
conservatives, like, it's over.
It's over. And how do they hold up?
By the way, I'll just say that. My wife, she's at all. She goes, everyone I know says this is BS. Like, almost everyone.
Yeah. And, you know, I think about myself because, I mean, I've been in TV. I think, imagine if I was hired to do PR for Deborah Birx and Tony Fauci and Bill Gates.
Impossible.
It'd be impossible. That job is impossible. There's no way to put lipstick on this pig. You cannot do it. It's a complete and total disaster. Not a single model has added up. Every decent scientist around the world is saying we should have never locked down. And they're also telling us, be careful when they try to tell you it was the lockdown that kept the death rate low. The death rate is low in Sweden, and they now have herd immunity. We've got to move forward. I think we have to forgive each other, right? I think we all have to say, you know what? We're in this together. We've got to all come out together. What happened in the quarantine stays in the quarantine. I get it. You took pictures of me out with my dog. You got me without the mask. You were freaked out. The news told you to do it. I'm going to forgive you. We need to move forward and say, this is still the United States of America. We're in this together. We want this to be the greatest nation once again. So let's forgive all the accidents and mistakes that happened. We'll let the blame go to somebody else, but let's move forward.
Because we're in cardiac arrest.
We are. We're suffering. We're in a tragic, you know, we're in a situation where we're not communicating. We're not able to speak, you know, clearly, and they're ramming a ventilator down our throat. We're going to die if we let that ventilator go down our throat. We've got to remember, hold on a second. Let me take a brief, deep breath. Let me calm down and see what's going.
By the way, you come in, you test positive, they snake it down your throat when it's an autoimmune response like the Spanish flu.
Right.
And who pre-programmed that we're going to run a ventilator down knowing that kills you when all you need is Benadryl.
And what's
it's like a bee sting.
It really is. It's crazy. And you know what? They knew this was SARS. SARS was the same issue. SARS was a blood oxygen issue. They knew that. They knew that that formed the coronavirus. Respirators was not. It wasn't a respiratory issue. You didn't have blood in your oxygen. We've got oxygen in your blood. We need oxygen in the blood. We got to figure out how to do that.
So,
we need
so they knew that. From overreacting. Why are they like more ventilators day one? Because they knew what they were doing.
Well, those are really good questions. So those are the types of things that I'm going to investigate. I haven't really looked into why we got here or who was behind it. I've just been trying to, like, you know, play catch up. Look at the data. We've been showing data from around the world from the databases. It looks really, really bad.
It looks so sinister. If you read a science fiction book like this, you'd say, no one would try that.
Well, I mean, and that's the question, right? I ask myself, when you say that, you know, you have, you know, a prime minister in Canada saying, I'm going to make you wear an armband, or you have Bill Gates saying, I'm going to track you, we're going to give you a microchip. And I think, did you not read Brave New World or, you know, or 1984 or Fahrenheit 451? What do these people think about themselves? They have to have remembered in high school reading that book. They go, yeah, I always thought that was a, you know, I wanted to be that bad guy. Or do they think, no, that's not me. Or do they think that book just didn't get it right? We really need this type of oppression in order to move forward. I mean, I'm curious, like, what do they think of themselves when they're living right into some crazy, awful scientific, novel?
So which is it, the total vaccine dehumanization takeover, or they did it so long, they know it's collapsing, so instead of all going to prison, they just try to, like, create a global emergency and force us all into it?
I think that really at the heart of this is what we've always seen, which is these people have a God complex. They think that they can outsmart nature. They can outsmart God. They're the ones in charge. They can do it better. And that's where we find that level of ego we've been warned
and
about.
And Bill Gates wants to use the vaccine as the proof for the global ID for digital currency.
Right.
So it's about a global currency.
Yeah, I mean, all of that plays in, right? He's got his hands in every single technology that revolves around this, whether it's the testing kits, whether it's the vaccinations, whether, you know, and he's in
by
all
the
of the different
sides. Like, why do you always obsess on him? Every time I open up, it's like him.
It's him.
It's like you open the door. Who's the villain? Oh, Bill Gates. Well, check this door. Oh, it's Bill Gates again.
Right.
I didn't just come up with this. No. I didn't just predict he's the guy you'd turn on one day with world government. He's always there.
It's really, really shocking. And I guess the level of foresight, you got to hand it to the guy. I mean, he invested in every single thing that we are being told around the world. This is what we need. We need microchips. We need vaccines. We need testing kits. We need drones. We need to be able to track your phone. And then you look, holy cow. Oh, by the way, while you're stuck in your house, you need to be able to go to school online. Oh, we have, you know,
everything.
We got everything. We got the program that does that. He owns every single part of this crazy, sick, twisted little world that he's dreaming about for our future.
You know why? IBM funded the Nazis, basically ran it, and Thomas Watson had a plan. He put all his money when he died into it, and the woman on the board of it, who runs his world depopulation, it's actually called that, is Bill Gates' mother. So Bill Gates is just the front for mommy of all this. He didn't just have that. He had Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller, all their money.
Is he a new player? I mean, you obviously look deeper into this. I mean, because you always hear about it.
I mean, Bill Gates is basically the most powerful person on earth.
There's no one above him. You think he's at the top?
He's the top of the deal because all the money was put into him. His mother was on the IBM board, and IBM had gotten busted up after World War II. It was in trouble. Mm-hmm. It ran like all of it. And they had to get around antitrust, so they gave the operating system to Bill Gates, but that was the only part of it. His mother... was his dad ran like Army secret experiments.
Wow.
His dad was the head of Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
His dad was at Cold Springs Harbor. You looked this up.
You can save me a lot of time, man. I'm just going to get some of your research because this is where I want to look now. I want to know how we got here.
And so Bill Gates is like the corporate man from childhood picked to run this whole thing. He's the man.
Well, he's there. I mean, a lot of people don't know this. He's the second biggest funder of the WHO. Now that Donald Trump's holding back America's money, he's the number one funder of the WHO. That is his company over there. And he's working with Chinese nationals, working foreign nationals. I think if I was going to say one more thing to Donald Trump, I think it's time for an investigation. I think it's a time for an investigation. And I'm not talking about fraud. I'm talking about treason. If you're working with foreign nationals and you push a hoax, you know, and you overstep and say that something is more deadly, like a virus, and you destroy our economy, you destroy the economy of the United States of America based on a lie, and you're working with foreign scientists and nationals that are saying things from Ireland, like the guy, Irish guy, I think he is, saying, I'm going to come into your house, I want to take your children, and we find out that Bill Gates is the one funding all of that, I don't see how that's not treason. Am I missing something?
No, I totally agree with you. And that's what I'm saying is,
Are you afraid of what I just said? You're like, holy cow, that's
no,
it.
No, I agree. Bill Gates should be criminally investigated. No, I was pausing because it's so true, Mr. Big Tree, is that I never tried to make Bill Gates the villain. Every time I swing a stick, it's him running it. But then you learn he doesn't run it. All these big foundations said, where do we put our money into this?
Yeah.
And they went, IBM. And IBM needed somebody to make it look like it wasn't IBM because they were being broken up because of the trust.
Right.
As a monopoly. So Bill Gates is the guy that sits at the nexus point with all the big robber baron money running eugenics.
Well, I mean, look, everywhere I look, you're right. Every door you open, he's there. He's got his hands in so many, and they're called nonprofits. Yet, what are they doing? They're testing products on innocent people in Africa, in India, that will go on to be sold for billions and trillions of dollars. I mean, these vaccines we're talking about, you could make $750 billion on a coronavirus vaccine right now if it's $100 a pop and it's given to 7.5 billion people. I mean, this is a dangerous situation, and you and I both know. Someone makes $750 billion, they're going to cut some corners if they think they're close. This is The Amazing Race. This is like a reality show we're watching before our eyes, only all of our lives are hanging in the balance. Short testing periods, and by the way, one of the most dangerous vaccines ever attempted. Do you know that it killed and maimed animals in all the animal trials up until this point? And we're skipping the animal trials, but when you go back and you study when after SARS coronavirus and they started trying to make a vaccine, multiple drug companies all had the same problem. It's called antibody immune enhancement.
We got John Rapoport taking over, but I want you to be able to finish that statement when we come back because we're 2 more minutes on the side because I do know that, Mr. Big Tree. And that is exactly what's going on, and that's what's so dangerous about all of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Del Bigtree, the producer of the band Video Backs, is our guest right now. Your calls are coming up next segment. And earlier, he was talking about criminal investigations of Bill Gates and others. And he saw me, like, looking at me. He goes, boy, is that too far? And I said, no, that's exactly where this needs to go. Because the scams, that, like, too corrupt to fail, too involved in the crime to fail, like, we can't handle it. No, the only way is to admit what they've done. And the public is ready for that, and they know. And so thehighwire.com is your main site. Other key points you want to make to the audience about where you see the planet and where you see things going, because it's going to get violent, which I don't want, if they try to enforce inoculations.
Well, and that inoculation we're talking about is one of the most dangerous vaccines ever attempted. I mean, one of the things...
You were getting into that. Tell me what's going on.
I really want to talk about that. So, folks, we looked into the trials that were done on animals. After SARS coronavirus, came out, multiple drug companies attempted to make a coronavirus vaccine, including Dr. Peter Hotez, someone that I think hates my guts. We've gotten into it before.
Let me interrupt you. Guys, will you pull up, if you have the time we have left, Bill Gates admits 700,000 get sick or die from vaccine. He went on ABC, CNN a couple times 2 weeks ago and said, 700,000 will get sick or die from my vaccine, so I need government funding and immunity.
Immunity. And this has been the issue from the beginning, right? We have immunity on all vaccines that are given to our kids through the 1986 compensation program. And now we're looking at the PrEP Act, which is going to protect every single vaccine maker right now that's going to attempt to make this very dangerous vaccine. But in the animal trials, getting back to it, every attempt so far, the animals got more sick. Many of them died. They had what's called a cytokine storm. They had organ failure. It was so bad that many of these studies at the end said we should be very careful about moving forward with human trials. This is the vaccine they just skipped animal trials on. What it was happening.
And he thinks they're going to get away with all the deaths it causes.
You can't even imagine.
He just normalize euthanasia.
You can't imagine how many deaths this vaccine could cause. I mean, it killed animals in trials. What's happening is, here's how they did it, right? They gave the vaccine to the animals. The animals looked like they were safe. It looked like they were healthy. They were creating antibodies. They're like, look, it worked. But then they did a challenge study. You're not allowed to do a challenge study in human beings. You cannot put them in contact with the virus. So far, that's illegal. But you do it with an animal. What happened was these animals had antibodies. They put them in contact with coronavirus, and their bodies overreacted. They went into a cytokine storm, organ failure, died. I mean, it was a disaster, and they were so terrified about it. Now imagine if they do that with human beings.
No, wait. You just said it. We've already got the coronavirus. It's everywhere, they admit.
Right.
Most people have it. Then they give you the vaccine. That kills you.
That could kill you. I mean, there are so many things. And by the way, they're the first ones to tell you. We don't know why antibody immune enhancement happens. We don't really know how vaccines work. They say that all the time.
Why would he want to force something on people he knows is going to, he admits, kill a bunch of people? He wants to, like, kill us and get away with it.
I don't know what his plan is. I think that a lot of these people truly do believe that the best way forward is to make sure that everyone on the planet is vaccinated. I think that they do not trust nature. They don't look back historically and say to themselves like I do that there's not a bacteria or viral mutation that's happened.
Listen, Mr. Big Tree.
Time.
Bill says there's too many people.
He has said that.
And now he wants to give us something to kill us.
And we've heard him say that the way he's going to reduce the population is through good medication, good doctors, and vaccines. Whatever that means, I mean, are we watching that? Is that what this is about? I mean, you certainly have to think about this. Imagine a bioweapon. You could actually, you know, if you have a vaccine that looks like it works and it only kills people when they actually come in contact with some trivial virus like, you know, coronavirus, like a common cold. Imagine that if you wanted to sort of filter out your population. And this is why I say you never want to have your government forcibly injecting things you don't have control
of. The whole history of secret testing.
Right. Secret, but I mean, look at this. If, are we thinking that there's not a president that could get elected that maybe doesn't like black people, or doesn't like Hispanics, or maybe doesn't like lesbians, gays, and bis? Now all of a sudden we have vaccines.
Well, let's go further. It was Dick Cheney in 2000 said we're going to make race-specific bioweapons.
Well, that's how that would work, right? You're all getting vaccines because you have no choice. You're lined up every year. You don't know what they're injecting you. Well, they just gave you, not your neighbor, not the rich neighbor. You know, only the poor neighborhood got this vaccine that if this cold comes around, it's going to kill everybody.
By the way, that's what they
possible.
Do. For people that don't know, in India and in areas of Africa, they know Bill Gates' vaccines kill people.
And they've kicked, India kicked the Gates Foundation out of India for exactly that reason, right? They're like, what are you doing here? You're testing things. We have multiple sources now that are saying that they were sterilizing girls with the vaccine. Now people say, oh, that's conspiracy. I'll tell you this. I read an article. We use vaccines to sterilize deer in the population around the country. So that means we know vaccines can be used to sterilize you. Why would you ever put that in the hand of your government?
And the argument is there's too many people who are saving the earth, but it's all a power trip.
I do not want my elected officials deciding whether I live or die. That is not what they're there for. That's not the dream. They're not God.
So you just said it. They are playing God. It's their agenda. And Bill Gates is this overhang of all these eugenics rich people that put all their money into this. And he thinks he's going to carry it out. I say he's not.
We're going to win this. We're going to win this because it's becoming obvious to everybody. He's tried to parade himself on television thinking he was going to win the hearts and minds, and everyone has turned on him. People are turning on Tony Fauci.
But you're not just saying that. Everyone is turning on
him. Everyone's turning on them. I mean, this is happening in real time. And what happens when we finally open up and people come out and realize, oh, my God, I don't have a job? There's no fairy godmother that's going to fix the situation? All that time locked down, and oh, my God, Sweden, everybody's running around. They're never going to get it again. They have herd immunity, and they had the same death rate as those of us that destroyed our nations. How are they going to explain that? How do you PR that nightmare? How do you polish that turd? It's not going to happen. This is going to wake people up. It's uniting people. And in the end, this is exactly what we needed. This is what we were asking for. We have been poking this bear, saying this is going to happen. What are you going to do next? And we've been growing. The people have been growing already. You have people that have been questioning vaccines like they never were before. You know, as I've said, 30% of people that have children now are delaying vaccines, meaning they're going against the medical establishment. More than 50% of people have already been questioning vaccines.
And it's all because
we were growing.
It's the precedent to put in my body something that's given liability protection that on the insert says it can hurt me or kill me. And I'm not supposed to question that. No one is going to buy this.
No. And by the way, let me make it clear. I'm not trying to eradicate vaccines from the planet. It's your choice. You have a choice to go with the medical establishment, do what they want to do. But by the way, I have healthy children. I'm healthy. I'm not worried about the coronavirus. We're going to do just fine. I want that Ferrari of immunity. I want lifelong immunity. I want my kids to get the measles. I'm not afraid of the measles. I knew the measles had a death rate of 1 in 500,000 people in 1961 before there ever was a vaccine. That is a death rate with so many zeros before you ever even get to a one after the decimal.
And again, all the studies show you don't have those events. You're weak.
You're weak.
That's why you've got to have the vitamins and the minerals. And the fact that they're trying to ban all that, how much more obvious is that?
It's absolutely. And all it does is they're being obvious about it now. We're no longer, as I said in the beginning, we're no longer conspiracy theorists. We're right. There is a conspiracy. There's a small group of people that have a really sick plan for the world, and we outnumber them.
Well, I bring my dad up because my dad's a sweetheart. He was like top of his class. He was at Plan 2 UT when he was in high school. And it was like the whole NASA Smart Kid program. It really wasn't NASA, obviously. Another group. But they called them in, the top six kids in Texas, and they were like, he's a junior in high school. And they go, we're eugenicists. We're not like Hitler, but we are going to take control and do all this. My dad didn't join them, but he told me that story. This is institutional elitism. This is just a country club taken to the next level.
I think it's obvious, right? If you're running big nations, I think that We have got to accept that when you have millions, hundreds of millions of people and they're growing, the question is, will we have enough resources? What is the future? Can we control this? It's a topic that has to be discussed.
Exactly. Right? You don't just covertly do it and kill everybody.
We shouldn't act like it's not happening.
They said,
either,
hey, we're going to pay the third world to only have two kids. I might sign on to that. But no, we just give them deadly poison.
Right. We just take away all of your rights because of someone, some denominator, some issue or some nation or something that's out of control or out of balance. We can do this naturally. I mean, and this is the problem.
Hold on. Sounds like Dell Bigtree of the Higher Wire wants to stay.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they need to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point, they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The efficacy of vaccines in older people is always a huge challenge. You know, it turns out the flu vaccine isn't that effective in elderly people. We clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects, you know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed.
Some risk and indemnification needed. Mr. Bigtree, film producer for Vax, the preeminent film on questioning vaccines. Wow, they've gone from saying no side effects, no problems, knowing their own UN says they want to stop doing it, to now this capitulation.
Well, I mean, this is, and here's what's happening, right? When we've been trying to sue. We want to be able to sue vaccine makers because countless children are being injured. That's what Vax is all about. And we can't do it. Well, why do we want to sue? We want to see the information for the phase one trials. That's the part where people get killed.
Every
get
other
injured.
Drug right. gets trials on humans. Why right. doesn't this?
Right. Against the placebo group. So here for
like
the first
biggest
time.
Drug
right.
they're pushing doesn't get tested.
Right. That's right. Right. It defies all reason. We will stop a safety test. We will keep someone from using a drug that's dying of cancer. They say it's a trial drug. I'm willing to take the risk. I'm going to die anyway. We say, no, safety is so important that we're going to have to let you die and wait till it works. Whereas a vaccine, no safety study at all, giving children the perfectly healthy. There's no rush. They're not dying. They don't need this thing. We can wait. We can do the trial. And that's never happened. But here's what's happening. What's got Gates, everyone freaked out. Is for the first time in history, the world is going to be watching as phase one trials take place while people get sick, potentially they die. And that's what Gates knows. What he's trying to do is cover his butt and say, for the first time, we're going to have to admit to you that this thing killed people, that there were people that got sick when we gave it to them, because we have never had to show you a phase one trial before that's been hidden from the public. That's why we want to be able to sue. That's what's been taken away from us. And now that's why Dr. Paul Offit, who made the rotavirus vaccine, that's why Dr. Peter Hotez that attempted a coronavirus vaccine, saying, whoa, you're going to destroy our vaccine program. You're going to destroy our vaccine program because we are not ready to do a trial like this. You don't want people watching people die. They'll never forgive you. You'll make them afraid of vaccines. That's what's going to happen.
So the giant Ponzi scheme.
Right.
The insert says it can kill you and it doesn't even protect you. Now it's coming home to roost, so now there's this big push.
Well, this is where their ego, this is where the hubris comes in, right? They've told us, oh, we're going to make a vaccine right in front of you. We're going to do it right before your eyes. Well, everyone in science is saying, are you crazy? People are going to die if we do that. We cannot let people see that. This is what's happening. This is why I think, you know, this is all for a reason. Something much bigger is going on. They've made a tragic mistake. And talk about jumping the shark. They're all over it now.
Well, the highest floor of this is the globalist medical corps talking to people I've known that have worked in secret government projects and other things like that. It's all just at hospitals, it's at military facilities, and everybody's compartmentalized. They're not bad people. They're
I agree
doing
with that.
Illegal experiments on people, and people are dying because these shadowy groups in the government, not the government itself. And I'm not defending the government, folks. Just to say it's the government's dumb. The government's just a big interface, like anything. But the shadowy groups involved in Big Pharma, they're all testing which doctors and nurses shut up, which people go along, and then they recruit those to build this medical tyranny army, and this is their big takeover.
That's how you rise up, right? That's how you get to be a Tony Fauci. You're someone that's willing to cover things up, slide your way through, and make everything look pretty, and that's why it's just a tiny group of people. This is what I get accused of. You're saying millions of doctors are trying to kill children with vaccines. No. It only takes a small lie. We saw this with OxyContin, right? What I say is, look at this, you know, why did doctors kill people with OxyContin? Why did that happen? If doctors know so much, why did they end up killing people? I don't think it's the doctor's fault. The problem is, every time they saw a patient looks like they're getting addicted, they go to the CDC website. They go to the FDA website and they say, well, it says right here, non-habit forming, totally safe. I guess it's safe. That's their Bible. It only takes a couple of bad seeds at the CDC, at the FDA, to make the wrong decision. Everyone follows them.
Whether it was Enron or you name it, it's the accountant controller level fraud. And then they like you said, the doctor's like, well, it says it doesn't hurt anybody.
Right.
Well, the kid's having a convulsion and bleeding out their nose, but it could be the vaccine, says it doesn't do that. Okay, well, OxyContin's non-habit forming. It's just 10 times stronger than heroin.
Right.
And we now know the corporate guys at that company, that family, got together and as a business model said, we'll create synthetic heroin, we'll get everybody addicted, we'll lie about it, and then we'll make money on the treatments.
And by the way, we know that because we can sue that product. We can sue a drug. We can get this information on a drug. We can't get it on a vaccine. That's got to change. Look, if the government wants to start pushing for vaccines, how do you force a product on human beings that has no liability whatsoever? That's insane. So there's no incentive. There's no market
incentive.
I'm allowed
to sell a car that's a driving gas tank.
That's right. They could just blow up at any time. It does blow up. We have proof that it blows up. Can't sue them. Why do they fix it? They're not going to fix the problem.
So this is really a weak move by them. This is a doubling down to protect their psychotic industry. And
here's what I think. When you think about it like that, it's almost as though they dropped their cards on the table and picked it back up. I just saw. You got no hand there. You got a seven of deuce, you know, a deuce that you played, and now you're going to double down. You're Bill Gates. You're going to push all your money in the middle of the table? Go ahead and do it. I got the royal flush. We got this. We're going to take you down. Your money can't scare us away because we already saw your cards. We've seen these numbers
and
fail.
And they took our hesitance as weakness because we always wanted to be sure.
That's right.
Now we're sure. That's where
now
I'm
we're
still.
Sure. Now we know. Now, I mean, look, you say, you know, why am I happy? How can I be happy in the middle of all this going on? Because we know we're right, right?
Well,
the numbers are pouring in.
When you were a big investigative journalist, you know, producer, you saw them covering up. You weren't sure what the story was. Words in your mouth. You just knew it was being covered up. But now you've proven you were right.
That's right. And it's coming around. And by the way, the entire time, I've never said anything that I can't back up with medical journals, medical studies, multiple sources. I mean, that's how I'm trained. That's what I do. So I've always known that, you know, I have a pretty decent consensus on what happened here. But now as this thing moves along, I mean, from 2 months ago, I was saying the imperial model is going to crash. It is wrong. The data
and
shows
what,
it's wrong.
20 times wrong?
It depends on how you look at it. If you look at the fact that it's at 20,000 deaths in the U.K. instead of the 500,000 they predicted, they're off by like 2,400%. And then it went down lower and lower, even after it crashed. It
sure, but the original model was like 20, 30, depending. Like, it's just
huge
down here.
500,000 deaths down to 20,000 deaths. 2.2 million deaths in America, now down to 60,000. And, you know, and that's where we're at.
And that's
right?
With them coding every death.
Amen. Death. That's with them bloating these numbers every single way that they can, saying that every single thing is a COVID. You know, my son, my 11-year-old son asked me, you know, Dad, so if a guy's in a car accident, both of his arms are ripped off and he goes in the hospital and he tests positive for COVID-19, but he bleeds out because he's missing his arms, are they going to call that a COVID-19 death? And I said, you know what? That's a really good question. That's the question I'd like to have answered.
The doctors tell us they're pressured to do that.
We are being told
to
get more money to do it.
Look at the courage of the doctors. We've got doctors all over the country coming out, Europe saying this. Like we're not doing this.
Right.
Some 90-year-old patient dying of cancer, they say COVID, and they're not even testing positive for COVID-19.
I know. They're an assumption, right? We added 3,700 people to COVID-19 deaths rate in New York. And they were never tested. So they just said, we're just going to assume it was COVID-19. That's insane. And how do we learn anything? I mean, this is the problem, right? When I've been looking at this, they're collecting day-by-day data on the death toll in Italy, in France, all over Europe, you know, in China. But here in America, you can't get data for like 2 years. Why is the leading? We're the home of Microsoft. We're the home of Apple. We've got the best hospitals in the world. Why aren't we collecting good data? Why are we contaminating our own data? Do we not want the truth? That's the question.
Well, I've appreciated your work, Dale Bigtree of thehighwire.com. People can find there on the site links to Facts with two X's, the band video. Very impressed with your work. Hope you'll come back and be in studio with us again very, very soon, my friend.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and jam the callers in. You see about a minute and a half. I really appreciate Kathy and Bill and Logan and Jason, everybody holding, and Seth. But this is just insane. We're watching a corrupt, bloated bureaucracy, corporate bureaucracy, the UN bureaucracy, just roll on despite the fact they're on fire and the wheels came off. And I don't know how this is going to end, but obviously none of us are putting up with this. This is ridiculous. And thanks to people like Mr. Bigtree out there, we're going to back down. I think we're going to win in the end. But you spreading the articles, you spreading the links, and you spreading the word is beyond paramount. It's everything. Without your word of mouth, we're all dead.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, we are here back live. Take some final calls before the war room comes up. Let's go ahead and go to Kathy in New Jersey. Kathy, you're a trooper holding all that amazing guest was on. You're amazing. We appreciate you. Go ahead from New Jersey.
You're welcome. Hi, Alex. I'm a longtime listener, many, many, many years, first-time caller. When I heard you say several weeks ago that food is the new toilet paper, it really stuck in my mind. And when the meat packing companies started becoming inundated with the virus, I started paying attention.
Oh, you have to understand. You have to understand, Kathy. I don't just know what I'm talking about from constant research. If I say something, You can put a gun to my head and tell me to tell you a lie. I literally am so OCD about the truth that I can't do it. And I'm not trying to, like, sit here and say I'm a great person. No, it's actually a neuroticness. You understand? Like the cop said, have you been drinking? I said, yeah, and they arrested me. Because 10 years ago, I'd lie about that. I've gotten so neurotic now. I knew the cop was going to arrest me, but I couldn't lie because I hadn't told a lie in so long, and I become so neurotic about it that I couldn't do it. Does that make sense?
Yes. But what I wanted to say, too, is I started researching some of these companies. I know about Tyson, but I started looking up Smithfield Foods, and that was once an American company.
Shycom owned. They're part of shutting down everything. They're refusing to take beef, and they want to ban. Smithfield agreed 2 years ago to ban the sale of beef. They're run by PETA. And they want to move to soybeans and charge you $100 for a steak of soybeans. Yeah, criminal organization.
Done in 2013 under Obama and company, selling out America. Very, very sad, but it's what you've been saying all along.
And by the way, I wasn't trying to finish your sentence to like act like I know what I'm talking about. I just want listeners to know we're not making this up. Yeah, what do you make of Smithfield's? The Chi-Com's own most of Hollywood. They now own most of the meatpacking, and now people are about to have their food turned off. What do you think people are going to do when the hamburger joint doesn't have hamburger meat?
I think people will become more desperate.
I think they better blame the Democrats and the globalists, because here's the deal. I want to make money to fund our operation, but it's disgusting to sit here and watch us being proven right. I want this to stop. I want to turn the country around so InfoWars is made obsolete, but that's not going to happen, is it?
No. What I would like to know is why is this allowed? Why are companies being allowed to be bought out lock, stock, and barrel by...
Look, I didn't go on air and say that Trump should use the military against Chinese agents to act tough. It's George Washington would do it. Abraham Lincoln would do it. And now they made me a military target, the globalists have, because I said it. Well, I can't lie. So they just send the Green Berets in. I mean, it's like that. Any other, it's default. There's not time to play games anymore, folks. We're going to have hundreds of millions starving to death. We're going to have war in the goddamn streets. There's not much more time. The damn country's under attack. And I'm sitting here committed to the truth. It's not some heroic action. It's all going down. Hundreds of millions are going to starve to death. We're probably going to have a nuclear war. I'm telling you, I've looked into the future projections of this. It's a nightmare. And that's why the globalists are threatening me right now. And I'm like, you're threatening me? You're the ones burning the country down, you psychotics. You're telling me if you try to spray the fire out with a fire extinguisher, we're going to put you in prison. If I don't, I'll burn up anyways. These people are crazy. But see, they think everything's like it used to be. They think everything's like America. They just go along and get along. That's all over. I love you, Kathy. It's all over, folks. All the games are over. You're going to have to measure up now. I want everybody to get that. All the candy assing's over. All the window dressing, all the games, all the weakness is over. You better decide which side you're on, folks. I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, you don't think when I go on the air and tell the president he needs to wipe out the Chi-Com operatives that is dangerous to say that? Of course it is. The path of not saying it is 10 times more dangerous. So I will not sit here with the necessity of saving this country and the planet and lie to you. This is a military necessity at this point. But it's not going to happen. Don't worry. You're all going to lose everything you got. This country's going to burn to the ground. The communists are going to take it over and piss from shore to shore like it did in Russia for 50, 60 years. They're going to kill us and rape us and have their way with us because we forgot God and who we were. My conscience will be clear. Maybe we'll turn it around. I don't know. All you candy asses that thought you were going to have some big free party and this stuff was going to go on forever. The good news is it's all over. You're going to get what the children have gotten now. See, that's why I've been controlled lately, because if I tell you what I really think, that's what's going to happen. I'm not a fatalist, folks. I'm an optimist, and there's going to be a group of Americans of every race, color, and creed on the other side of this that are going to turn the whole planet around. I know that. We just deserve it. We deserve what's about to happen.
That's all I can tell you. God doesn't put up with this stuff, man. You think God, when his babies are getting chopped up every hour, every minute, sits back and, like, smiles at us? No. So, Bill in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding here on the air.
Yeah, I would say it's go time. Definitely count me in. Let us know. Hey, one thing I forgot to mention earlier, I featured two of your shirts in that video that we put out. So if you want to have your crew check it out.
Tell me about the video. What's the name of the video?
America Will Rise Again. If you search that.
Oh, we were talking earlier. I held you over. I apologize. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Click on the American flag, and it's in there. I got a couple shirts I've worked into it. It's a great original song done by two patriots here in Pennsylvania. My dream there is maybe the song will get out, maybe a top band, or maybe you can help along the way. You know some people. If somebody wants to do it, put it out there. I think it could be a great song. Good hit. Very patriotic, inspirational. Would be great for, like, rallies, Trump's inauguration party, any of those.
Well, there it is, Bill. I appreciate your call. I got to jump into other people. All right, love you. All right, who's up next here? Seth in Canada. You're on the air, Seth. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
I sure can, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, first-time caller, long-time listener here, Alex. I'm in Vancouver, B.C. with you, fighting the globalists here. And I just wanted to say thanks for everything you've done so far and keep fighting.
Keep fighting. Don't worry. I appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure. And I just wanted to say your products are incredible. I've been taking the X3 right now. It's really been helping my asthma and stuff. So, yeah, I really appreciate you for the products as well.
Half the New World Order conspiracy is built around putting iodine blockers in your body. Like, I used to think, why are they putting fluoride in? It's poisonous. That's not the reason. It's an iodine blocker. And so, yeah, we make money and fund our operation selling oxygen to people that are scuba diving. I mean, it's back in stock, and it's absolutely King Daddy, and they absolutely can't stand you getting it.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a benefit for asthma. My asthma is just, like, it's crazy. Because I'm locked inside right now, obviously, with the lockdown.
Well, brother, if you don't have iodine, you die. So, of course, it's going to cause a lot of chain reactions. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to say I'm fighting too. I took your advice. Up here, we're having a protest every Sunday. So we're getting out there in the streets and protesting the lockdown up here in Canada. It's lawful. The police escorted us and everything.
That's beautiful. You should be doing that.
Yeah, and it's just amazing to see, like, how much the media twisted it, too. Like, of course, you know, they put the spin on it. It's like, you know, we should snitch on all these people, you know, report them to the medical authorities, stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm up here with you fighting, brother. And I'm an American citizen as well. I voted for Trump. And I agree with you. I think he's the real deal. We got to support him more and more. I know a lot of my friends who share the same beliefs with me, they, you know, some of them tend to think, well, Trump might be a bad guy. But I just don't see it, man. Like,
well, here's the deal. I know Trump's for real. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but he's certainly not with them. He means well. None of us are perfect. We all see it through rose-colored glasses. But we have to be engaged. We have to be involved. And forget whether Trump is good or bad. We have to be informative and be waking folks up. All right. Thank you, Seth. James, Jason, and Logan, sorry I didn't get to you. The War Room is coming up right now. I want to really thank the crew for the great job they've done. The good news is it's coming out that almost nobody's dying. It's coming out. They're listing every death out there and saying it's COVID-19. People are really getting pissed, and they're seeing through this. The problem is we've already been locked down 45, 46 days, and the depression that's going to come is going to be hellish. Even if we stop it now, it's still going to be rough. And the deeper we get, the worse it's going to be. So blame the globalists. They did the shutdown. They caused the mass starvation. It's their fault. Don't let the people that engineered this be the saviors. They're the bad guys. They're the villains. So they can't keep grandstanding with the corporate media about how they're the good guys. All right. Like I said, 11 a.m. tomorrow kicks off. David Knight tomorrow at 8 a.m. Owen Schroeder's taking over. And now there's a new show, American Countdown.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.